Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This week in social media with Arcand and Hard on WEEI.
That's right. This week in social media, hashtag Twism. No, not the Shaq thing. If you're old enough to remember that, which I'm sure Jacob has no idea what I'm talking about. Jacob, back in the day, Shaquille O'Neal had a clothing company called Twism, and it stood for The World Is Mine. You remember that? And it was this big thing, and it just happens to have the same initials as This Week in Social Media. Total coincidence. And I don't even think Twism, Shaq's Twism, is a thing anymore, so I'm not worried about any copyright infringement there. Anyway, Twism is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car, donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We begin Twism this week, Andy, with some NFL tweets. A couple of good ones here from Darius Slay. Did you see what Darius Slay was doing on Monday?
I did not.
So Darius Slay and the Eagles got their asses handed to them by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this past weekend. It was an absolute blowout, 33-16, I think the score was. There was a point in the game, and I remember this because it was right before they kicked a field goal. The Bucs were up 21-0 in the first half. They had the ball on the goal line, and they're trying to add more points, and Mayfield drops back. And I forget who the pass was to, but Slay comes in and knocks it down, so they settle for the field goal to make it 24-0, and Slay knocks the ball down, and he's like, incomplete! Like, really celebrating that he knocked the ball away, despite the fact that they were still down, and now four scores after the field goal. So Slay already was ticking people off. Then after the game, he tweets out this. And this is pretty funny because Darius Slay, after getting destroyed by the Buccaneers, tweeted out 150 pass breakups and counting, 28 picks and counting, 6-time Pro Bowl, All Pro. When you talk bad about me, don't forget to mention the greatness of me too. Shrugging man emoji. Andy Hart, your thoughts?
Be a little more aware of the time, the events. Who's he talking to? Who's criticizing him?
I think people on Twitter, I would imagine.
Yeah, you're a loser. Yeah, you know how I know? Because you lost. That makes you a loser. That's how that works. And that's prevalent. The whole celebrating, sometimes now people celebrate even when like a guy drops a ball in front of them.
Right.
When DBs do that thing, it drives me nuts.
It's one thing to be like, yes, he didn't catch it. It's another thing to be like, incomplete. Yeah, right. Like, can't throw on me. Like, no, they can throw on you. You didn't do anything about that.
You didn't really do anything there. We talk about this all the time with the wide receivers, but cornerbacks are... they're a different crew, too. Mm. They are definitely a little bit off, and it would seem like Slay is in that world, because that right there indicates, well, if I knock a pass down, I feel good about the game, even if we lose by 24
or
we get embarrassed.
It was so bad that Slay actually apologized on Twitter, which you don't see people do very often, and he locked his account. So bad day overall, I would say, for him. Are you familiar with Deshaun Watson and his burner account or his suspected burner account? Do you know about this, Andy?
Yes. Suspected.
So,
yep.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has an alleged Twitter alter ego, and this name always makes me laugh whenever I see it. Leroy Bickerstaff is the name of Deshaun Watson's most ardent defender on Twitter. Let me put it that way. If it's him or if it's not him, I don't know. But this guy, Leroy Bickerstaff, defends Deshaun Watson to his dying breath. It is, it's really something. And this past week, Dan Orlovsky tweeted out that if the Browns had kept Baker Mayfield, they would be the Vikings. Bickerstaff had a big problem with that and said, one of the laziest takes you'll see all day. No one can honestly think this after watching the way Four played yesterday, this past Sunday. He couldn't have put his team in a better spot to win. Now, do you think this guy's actually Deshaun Watson or just someone who really likes him?
I think it's someone that really likes him. Like, I always want to believe these burner accounts, but I feel like is it like at best 50-50? I mean, there's definitely been burner accounts. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. There's been burner accounts in professional sports.
Durant famously had one, right?
Durant. Yeah. Who was one of the executives that had one?
Oh, right. For the Sixers.
Yeah.
What was his name? Yeah. And the wife had one too, I think.
Yes.
Like, yeah,
yes.
That was the whole thing. What was that guy's name?
So sometimes it's true, and sometimes the internet sleuths are right. I just, yeah.
Brian Colangelo. That's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah. Brian Colangelo.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
But this one, I don't know if I'd buy it, but why would you want to support? I mean, Watson has been on the field and off the field one of the worst people to support for about 3 years now, two and a half, 3 years, right?
Like, he's been brutal.
But I think there are people in this world that are just like, I'm going to be the contrarian, and I'll get some notoriety on Twitter if I defend Deshaun Watson all the time. It's stupid.
Yeah, I'd agree. It is pretty stupid. Anyway, that's going on. I mean, listen, if Leroy Bickerstaff's a real person, then, you know, find another guy to defend all the time.
Yeah, like, there's a million quarterbacks out there. Like, mm-hmm. You're going to put your flag in Deshaun Watson's camp. Like, This is my guy, and I'm going to the wall for him. That's weird. It's one thing for Jerry Thornton to go to the wall for Tom Brady.
Right.
Like, there's plenty of reasons. Seems like a pretty good guy off the field. Seems like a pretty dominant guy on the field. But to go to the mat, go to the wall for Deshaun Watson right now, that's a curious choice in life, my friend.
Yeah, that is a weird one. And finally, the last installation here of This Week in Social Media. It wasn't a big week in social media in sports.
I feel like social media is dying.
It is. It wasn't great this week. And you know what? I'm still just getting acclimated to TikTok. I don't really go on it very much, but I'm starting to see more things there and things getting posted. It doesn't really help me too much for this segment because not a lot of athletes doing it, but I feel like there's a sort of untapped realm over there that maybe I can expand this bit into. At any rate, the last one here is from the Chicago White Sox official team account. The White Sox, as you know, just ended the worst season they've ever had, maybe the worst season that any baseball team has ever had. Worst record in MLB history, that's for sure. They lost their 121st game last Friday, but on social media on Saturday morning, they put out a pretty funny tweet, and that was their mascot, Southpaw, who I don't know what Southpaw is supposed to be. He looks like a big, green, hairy monster. Like, I don't know. He's not a sock. I know that. He's kind of like Wally, but if Wally and what's the thing in the Philadelphia Flyers guy?
The crazy, scary
thing. What's his name? Gritty. It's like if Wally and Gritty
got together,
made love and produced a mascot baby, it would look like Southpaw. And that's sort of, if you just need a visual, that's what it would look like. Anyway. In this tweet, it's Southpaw. He's wearing a black suit. He's got on black sunglasses, and he's holding up one of those things from Men in Black, you know, to erase the memory.
Oh, yes.
And it says, look right here. We're just going to wipe away your memory. And he's got the thing flashing. And I thought that was pretty funny. Like, a lot of times these pro teams with their Twitter accounts, they put out a lot of lame crap trying to be funny. I thought that was legitimately funny. Like, that was a funny, self-deprecating tweet at the end of the season.
That was very good. I feel like there's been a little uptick in the humor and quality of the team-based tweets. Like, they're taking themselves a little less seriously and being a little more creative and opening the door to more. Wasn't there something? Didn't the Royals put something for the Orioles?
Yes.
Didn't they
crown
Bobby Witt Jr.?
So the Orioles had like a bird sitting on a throne, and then they had like one of the Royals players with a bunch of feathers, and he's sitting on top of where the bird was. That was a good one, too.
That was well done.
That one. Yes.
Well done.
That was very good. All right, there you go. That's This Week in Social Media. The only thing left to do here, Andy Hart, is pick the game on Sunday. What do you think? Patriots, Dolphins, who wins and by how much?
So I snarkily went with 3-2 Patriots on the Six Rings podcast, but in a more serious sense, I think the Patriots need to be worried. I think this is a get-right game for the Miami Dolphins offense. I am going to go, not real right, just a little bit right. I am going to go 17-9. Miami finds the end zone twice. One of those is a Tyreek Hill anytime touchdown, and the Patriots fail to reach the end zone.
Mine's very close to that. I don't like how much we're agreeing today. I feel like this is after yesterday.
Go back to yesterday.
Big explosive show now. We're all buddies now. I'm going to go with the Patriots losing, and I say they lose 20-10. That was my number. I think that they can get up to maybe one touchdown, maybe one field goal, and I think the Dolphins will just do a little bit better. And that's all the time we have here. Coming up next, I believe it's KJ and Lions having you for the full 4 hours from 6 until 10 o'clock. I'll be back on Sunday at 10 a.m. for Football Sunday. You'll hear Andy Hart there as well, along with Fitzy, Mego, Shime, Tommy Curran, and everybody else. Going to be a lot of fun there as we get ready for a game that's not going to be a lot of fun between the Patriots and the Dolphins. We're out of here. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy your weekend. Goodbye.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.